Gemara says the Yuf to the Rabbanon. The Yuf to Rabbanon. But his Raya was Famach. The Gemara wanted to say that his Raya was Famach. Now, so that means that according to Rab, according to us, Achov had the Deen of Imum al Chaterikul. Achov. And not only Achov, we see from the Gemara all the Jews, I mean, the overwhelming majority of the Jews who lived in Shemra in that time. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara says, deal me gamre de achov ab meiles, the Gemara says, lois al gedai toch. So they all had the din of Imum l'chaterekul. And because they all lived Avri Zoreh. But Avri Zoreh was not initiated in Shemrein by Achov. Yehovah ben Nevot. So several generations before Achov, he was the one who introduced Avri Zoreh in Shemrein. He was the one. So Achov himself and all the other Jews were Tilichelibos, like the Reformed Jews today. What difference does it make? So they were Tilichelibos. So why should they have a din of a Mumel Cholaterekule? After all, they were Anusim. They were Anusim. Just as the Rambam says, Ligabe Stukim by Susim. The second generation Stukim, do not have a din of Mulchaterekule. They were raised that way. So they lived Avri Zoreh in Shemrein together with Achov, so should also have a din of Anusim. The answer is in Achaname. They have a din of Anusim, but the Halacha, let's say in regard to Mishumet Mamish, will we say that if somebody was raised as an Eved Avri Zoreh and then he converted together with his parents, he converted himself, that it was not a din of Mumel Chaterekule? Of course he had a mother kule. Because the halacha of Mumel Chaterekule is Ka'ak Mechol Dvorov, is not based upon the Shem Hoshim. It's not based upon the Shem Hoshim. Someone who is a Mumel Chaterekule, who gave up the Torah, who embraced another faith, has a din Ka'ak Mechol Dvorov. So has a din of Mumel. It's not based upon the Shem Hoshim. It's not based on Shem HaRoshim. It's based upon the fact that Bimtzias, it's Heimer as Dosa. Roshi, whether he's a Roshi or not a Roshi, the fact is that he is a Mumel Chaterekule. You see, Ligabi da Aloche of Meridin Mele Mailin, that's based upon the Shem HaRoshim. So naturally, if somebody would be Mumel HaRizore, Behemes, he was raised that way, Tinek Shenishbo. So there is no Aloche of Meridin Mele Mailin. But Ligabi the Aloche of Shchitosi Asuro, that's not based upon the Shem Roshe. So the Aloche of Imid Avri Zoreh is Ki Akum L'chol Dvorov, that's not based upon the Shem Roshe of Imid Avri Zoreh either. It's a special Aloche that if someone is Imid Avri Zoreh is Ki Mumel L'chol Aterekul. It is just as if he converted himself. So he's an onus. So what if he's an onus? So onus rachmone patre of onshi. So he's potter of onshi. But Ke'akum chol dvorov is. He still has a psulam and akum. He still has a din of an akum. So the guy is from Achov. Because Achov was also a tinik shenishbo. And all the Jews who lived in Shemrei. So what Tinik Shenish was. And still the Gemara says that the Shchitosi was Asur. Because it's not based upon the Shem Rosh. So Mimele, what is true of Ibn Avri Zoreh should be true of Kefa Beteiro too. Because Kefa Beteiro is Kiak Mechudvorov, not because of the Shem Rosh of Apikiris. But if someone doesn't believe in the Torah, so he's Kiak Mechudvorov. He's a Mumel Chaterekul. Just as if he shmad himself. So you'll say, he's not at fault. All right, he's not at fault. And how about a Mishumed who is not at fault? He's still a Mishumed. So Mele, if not for the special Zeres HaKosuv, if not for the special Zeres HaKosuv of Chmura V'Nizkichovim, Shekol HaKeiva Bo Kimeide V'Chol HaTerekule, then Nibme Yitzduki Ubay Susi, who is a Tinek Shenayishbo, who is a Nonus, who doesn't have Hashem Roshe, should have a din of Imum Ulcha Terekule, Ke'ak Mechol Dvorov, like a Mishumet, who is a Nonus. So he still is Ke'ak Mechol Dvorov. But the reason as to why Shchitosi is Ksheiro, because there is a special Zeres HaKosuv, that if someone is Kefa Avri Zoreh, And even though he's not in my Minbit Torah, but he's not in my Minbit Torah, not be mazed. But Be'enes, he's not in my Minbit because he was raised that way. So he will consider him as if he's in Meide Bechalat Erekole. So that's the reason as to why. As to why Shchitos is Ksheirov. But without the special Zerzakosu, without the special Zerzakosu, so then he would have a din of Kiat Mechodvorov of Imul Chaterekule, even though he's an Oz. And but there is a special Zerzakosu, and the special Zerzakosu does not tell us that the Dalochia of Apikiris is Kiat Mechodvorov, is based upon the Shemboshe. Mimele, so he's not a Mumer. No, it's not based, even after the Zerzakosu, it's not based upon the Shemboshe. But the Zerzakosov tells us that even though B'mtzias is not in Meide B'cholat Eireh, so he has a din as if he had been in Meide B'cholat Eireh. As long as he's capable of his own. That's the Zerzakosov. That's the Zerzakosov. So in other words, so we have two halachas. We have one halacha that the Sefri mentions in Parsha Shlach, that if someone is made a Babrizore, so even if he believes in every word of the Torah, and he in his twisted mind, so reconciles his emune in Abrizore with the whole Torah, with the whole Torah Shebasar, with the whole Torah Shebalpeh. I mean, I get certain literature from missionaries where they try to prove from a droshi that their emune is the right emune, that their emune in the Trinity is the emune of Chazal. I mean, so that's the aloche of Kol Amidei Ba'Avodah Zorah, and so is Kikeifer B'Chol HaTorah Kulah. Even if he believes in the whole Torah, but in his twisted mind, he reconciles it. He reconciles the whole Torah, the whole Torah Shebasar, the whole Torah Shebalpeh, with his concept of Avodah Zorah. So he is Kikeifer B'Chol HaTorah Kulah, U'B'Chol Divrei Hanaviim. And Shchitos is Asuro. And even if he's a Tinik Sheni, even if he's a Tinik Sheni, well, he was raised that way. Let's say his father and mother are missionaries, and he was raised by missionaries. And he himself believes in Kol HaTorah Kulah, but he's made by Bizore. So that's the aloche, that's one aloche. That Kol HaMeide by Bizore, so he's Kikeifer B'Chol HaTorah Kulah, even if he's an Onus. And then we have another aloche, another Gzir Sakosu. As Kol HaKeifer B'Avodah Zorah, even though he's not a Maimim in the Torah, but he's not a Maimim because he's a Tinik Shel Nishbo, so Kimeide B'Chol HaTorah Kulah. Kimeide B'Chol HaTorah Kulah. Now, Gemara in Erev Perik Ador, Teisus Echliam mentions that Surpie in Erev. So the Gemara says that if someone is Mechal Shabu Faresie, and so he cannot be Mevatel Yishuv, so he has to be Seicha Mokim, because he's Kach Mechodlom. And Rashi says, and it's really, I mean, Rashi's Pshat Gemara, it's Mashma from the Gemara that way, that even if someone is Mechal Shabbos Bifaresi in Yishvus in the Rabbon, let's say he will carry in a Karmelis or in Chotzah Sheni Moreves, b'fachesie, so is also in normal chater kol that he cannot be mivatlishus. So teisu es in erev in daf samachtes on the dalet. Teisu is dibar maske. Kam b'mumal chal shal b'fachesie l'pio shakontres she'itzi b'meizid eliyu choshiv mumar afilu d'liyu ed rabonon. וכי משמע בו, משם הוב יהוב בפרסי, הוב בדרעיס, הוב בדרבונון. זאת אומרת, זה גמיזו את רשי. דתיב נפסם מונס מחלשה בפרסי, נשמוס עם דרבונון, יסדיל מום הולכת הרקולה, and he cannot be מבט הרישוס, like an apple. We have to be safe among. So, ביטיימי, so why does the Mishnah say, רב גמליאל says, רב גמליאל says, רב גמליאל says, that Rav Gamliel says that it's duki. That it's duki. He can be battle issues. But since Michal Shabi Faresi cannot be battle issues, that's a machtes in Iran. Since in Chalshav Faresi even Nisuret Rabbanon, so cannot be Mivatel Yishus in every, and it's Duki doesn't believe in Divrei Chachomim, so he certainly Michalel Shvus in the Rabbanon. So how can it's Duki be Mivatel Yishus? That's what Teisa says. Vitaimed do Stam Duki in Niza Klal b'Milat Rabbanon. Afilu b'Faresi v'Kusim Nami Shoyim Mivatelim v'Neisna Yishus Kilim Shigozo Aleim Rabam El Rabase. That's in the Gemara in Chum. That until Rabam and Ravase, so Kusim was able to be Mivatel Yishus, but Kusim don't believe in Torah Baal Peh. So, Mimele, there was certainly Michal Shabbos, the only Surah de Rabbanon. So, how? Hostam Kusim in the Maminim in the Brachachomim, Vafil Pfaresye, Veloy Mizdere. So, why should Eitzduki be able to be Mivatel Yishus? So, Teisa says, Vyei Shleima, Sherigilim Heim Lizoya, Lifishirei Michachomim, Kide Ashkochom Benide Perit Nis Kusim. Afal Pishet Zduki Monu, Misyori Monu Mnei Prusim. It doesn't mean Misyori, they are afraid. Because what could the Prusim do then? I mean, after the Churban, I mean. Misyori means, like Miro Rapcho Ki Miro Shemayim, it means respect, they have reverence. They have reverence, they have respect for the Chachamim. So the Zduki were not Michal Shabbos Bifaresye in the presence of the Prusim. They have respect for the Prusim. So, but if it's Zduki, is Michal Shabbos in Yisroel Rabbanon in the presence of the Prusim, so then it's Gach Michal Dvor. Now the Rambam, the Bes Yosef in Yilchas Erev, points out, the Bes Yosef in Yilchas Erev, points out, what is it? The Bes Yosef in Yilchas Erev points out that the Rambam is Chelik Anteisvis. The Rambam is Chelik Anteisvis. And that according to the Rambam, So according to the Rambam, so even if the Tzduki is Michal Shabbos Faresie in the presence of the Prusim, he still can be Mivatel Yishus. Why? So the Bes Yosef gives a very simple answer. He says, actually, every Tzduki, even if a Tzduki who is not Michal Shabbos, let's say an Apikeres, like Mordechai Kaplan, who is not Michal Shabbos, so he cannot be Mivatel Yishus either. So the question is, Dal, forget Chil Shabbos. Even if it's Duki, he's not Michal Shabbos. But he doesn't believe in Tirush Baal Peh. So he should be a din of Gach Michal Dvor. So what does the Rambam say? He's a Tinik Shnei Yishbo. So he's an Onus. So just as he's an Onus, Ligabei, the Kfirah B'Tirush Baal Peh, so he's an Onus, Ligabei Chil Shabbos too. As a matter of fact, the Rambam doesn't limit this din of its Duki that he can be Mivatel Yishus only to its Duki who is a Shema Shabbos Kirchose. Even if it's Duki, I mean the Karoim today, so it's not only that they are Michal Shabbos Bifaresi and Isur et Rabbanon. They are Michal Shabbos Bifaresi and Isur et Raise too, because they don't believe in the Teosh Baal Peh, so they don't believe in the Lamites Meloches, so they are Nizah and other things that which they don't have to be Nizah. In other words, they don't keep any light on Shabbos. They don't eat anything that is warmed up on Shabbos, because they interpret the fire shouldn't burn on Shabbos. So, but they're not so here in the Lamites Meloches. So even if they, so they should have a din of a mumal chater kule because they are mechalsham faresia. The answer is, Bis Yosef says in the Rambam, that just as they are anusim ligabi apikoses, they are, why? Because they are raised that way. They are anusim ligabi chil shabbos too, because why are they mechal shabbos? They don't want to be mechal shabbos. They don't know that this is chil shabbos, because they are misguided. So they are anusim. So we see, we have a machlokes between Teisves and the Rambam. In other words, suppose someone is Mechal Shabbos b'Faresie, because he's a Tinichel Mishbo, so according to the Rambam, Ishchitos is Muteres. According to Teisves, and Ishchitos is Muteres, and he can be Mevatel Yishus, he's not Kiak Mechal Dvov. And according to Teisves, even if he's a Tinichel Mishbo, but if he's Mechal Shabbos b'Faresie, so then, Shchitos is Asur. Shchitos is Asur. What's the machlekes between the Rambam and Teisves? So the machlekes between the Rambam and Teisves is on this question. Now, we see Ligabe Avrizore. So even the Rambam will agree, Ligabe Avrizore, that Aloche, that Mumel Avrizore, Mumel Chatere Kule, is not based upon the Shem Hoshev Avrizore. But, and even Avrizore is a Mumel Chatere Kule. He has a din of a mishumet. What does it mean? He's mumel chaterikol. The real mumel chaterikol is a mishumet. And when we say mumel avrizore, even though he did not abandon the faith, the Jewish faith, so he has a din of a mishumet. So it's not based upon the Shem Rosher avrizore. But a mumel avrizore has a din of a mishumet. So according to Teisves, the same aloha applies to mechal shabbos v'ares. It's not based upon the Shem Avarian and the Shem Roshe of Michal Shabbos Faresie. That a Michal Shabbos Faresie has a din of a Mumal Chaterikul in Kiak Michal Dvorov, even without the Shem Roshe. Basheinkin, according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Avrizore and Chil Shabbos Faresie. Avrizore, so, and even Avrizore has a din of a Mumal Chaterikul without recourse to the Shem Roshe. Basheinkin, Michal Shabbos Faresie, so he has a din of Mumel Chaterei Kule only on the base, only because of the Shem Roshe of Michal Shabbos Faresie. So the male, if he's a Tinik Shem Nishbo, he doesn't have a Shem Roshe, he does not have a din of Kiak Michal Dvorov. Now, so Teisves, so, but Teisves is made that vis-a-vis Kfire in the Torah. So then, if he's a Tirik Shenishbo, so then he does not have a din of Mumel Chaterei Kule. Why not? Because over there we have a special Zosakosu. Chmuro Avidis Chovim Shekola Keifebo Kimeri Mumel Chaterei Kule. So what does it mean, Shekola Keifebo Kimeri Mumel Chaterei Kule? It doesn't mean if he's Keifeir Birotzen. If he's Keifeir Beines, so he has a din of Mumel Chaterei Kule. So it's not, so Mumele is not an Apikeres, because we regard him as a Mumel Chaterei Kule, Albini. Masheinke, Ligabei Chil Shabbos, we don't have such a Gzeras HaKosuv that Kol HaKifer Bavrizore Ki Mikayim Es HaShabbosis. We don't have such a Bavrizore. So Meile is a Mechal Shabbos Faresie. If he is a Mechal Shabbos Faresie, even though he's an Onus, according to Teisves, he has a Deen of Kiak Mechal Dvorov. Now, the Rambam, now the question is, the Rambam Pshit is that Bamechal Shabbos Faresie, if he's a nonus, if he's a Tinik Shenishbo, so then he does not have a din of a Mumer. Why? Because it's based upon the Shem Roshe. So the question is, but by Apikeres, if we didn't have a special Gzeres HaKosuv of Kol HaKifer Bo Kimei Mechal Chaterei Kule, then Apikeres Beines would also have a din of a Mumer. But only because we have such Gzeres HaKosuv, but we don't have such Gzeres HaKosuv Ligabei Michal Shabbos Faresie. So why does the Rambam say that the Michal Shabbos Faresie, if he's a Tinik Shel Nishbo, does not have a din of Mumel Chaterei Kule? So there is a very simple answer. Ligabei Keifer B'Teiro, so then we don't have to resort to the Shem Roshe. Because the fact that he is a Keifer B'Teiro, that should give him a din of Mishumet. What does Mishumet mean? Mishumet means one who abandons the Jewish faith. And if he doesn't believe in the Torah, doesn't he, in final analysis, abandon the Jewish faith? So Mimele, without his special Gzeres HaKosuv of Kimeide B'Chol HaTerei Kule, I would have to say that an apikeres beinis itinik shenishbo has itin of a mele mechotzer kule. He's not the Rosh, he's not at fault. All right, so he's not at fault, and the mishumet is at fault. Let's say if he's itinik shenishbo mishumet, he's not at fault either. But it's aloche, mishumet is a mishumet. If someone rejects the Torah, he doesn't believe in the Torah, even though he's not at fault, so he should have a din of a mumachatar kule. So we have to resort to a special sasakosu of kolakeva bokimedi mumachatar kule. Mashainki liga mechil shabim farhesie. So without the Shem Hoshem mechal shabim farhesie, why should a mechal shabim farhesie have a din of a mumach? So we don't have to resort to a special sasakosu. You see, that's the machlekes between Teisves and the Rambam. So vis-a-vis Ibn Abizore, Teisves also agrees that the Ibn Abizore has a din of Mulchatri Kule even if he's a Tinek Shenishbo. And the Raya is from the Gemara Vachov and Medere. They were also Ibn Abizore, Tinek Shenishbos. And still, they had a din of Mulchatri Kule because it doesn't depend upon the Shem Roshi. But, so Teisves Shiti is just as Mumal Abrizori is Mumuchatari Kule, does not depend upon Hashem Roshe. So Michal Shabi Faresi Mumuchatari Kule does not depend upon Hashem Roshe either. So Mele Yitzduki does not have a din of a Mumea, only if he refrains from Chil Shabi Faresi, out of respect for the Prusim. But if he doesn't refrain from Chil Shabi Faresi, so he has a din of a Mumea, Lechatari Kule, Shrosi Asur. That's the Yeshite. The Rambam Shiti is no. That Enoch Name vis-a-vis Apikeres. So if we didn't have a special Zerzakos of Chmura Vinis Chovin, Shekola Kevabo, Kimeide Bechola Terekule, then we would say that someone who doesn't believe in the Torah has a din of a Mishumed of a Mulcha Terekule without the Shem Rosh. But there is the Zerzakos. But vis-a-vis Chil Shabbos, so we don't have to resort to a special Zerzakos. Meir HaTeisei should have a din of a mumea if he's Mechal Shabbat Vareseh, only because of the Shem Roshe of Akum. So Mimele, so if it is because of the Shem Roshe of Akum, so if he's a Tinek Shem Yishbo, even though he's Mechal Shabbat Vareseh, but he's an onus, so he doesn't have a din of a mumea l'chatekle. In other words, the afkimin is like this. Let's say the average reformed Jew, who is a Tinek Shem Yishbo. So it's not only he's an Apikeres. He's Mechal Shabbat Faresia too. He's Mechal Shabbat Faresia too. Is he kosher leidus midrais or not? According to the Rambam, the average Reformed Jew is kosher leidus midrais. Of course, the Rabbanan is possible because he's the Gora of an Amhoretz. So an Amhoretz is possible leidus midrabbanan. So a Reformed Jew certainly is possible leidus midrabbanan. But midrais, according to the Rambam, a reformed Jew is kosher leidus because he's tinek shenishbo, even though he's mechal shabbat faresie. Even though he's a mechal shabbat faresie, but he's so, but he's an onus, so he doesn't have a din of a mumah. But according to Teisves, he would be kosher leidus midraisa, not on the basis of Rosh, because on the score of Rosh, it wouldn't make a difference whether it's faresie or betzinek. If somebody is mechal shabbos birotzen, so even if betzinek. So he's post-ladies. But on the score of Mumel Chaterikule, so he's got Mechol Dvorov. So Mimele, he'll be post-ladies. He'll be post-ladies in Reis. Alright, so now we understand this expression in the Gemara of Chmura Amiris Kechovim, Shekol HaKeifa Bo Kimele Mechol HaTerikule. So we have two separate halachas. The Sefri says, Chmura Amiris Kechovim, Shekol HaMeide Bo, שכל המידה בו ככיפיה, ככיפיה בכל עתירי קולה. שכל המידה בו ככיפיה בכל עתירי קולה. So that implies that if someone is made by Zohar, even if it's a Tinek Shem, and even though Bimtzias is maimin bekol atire, but in his twisted mind, he reconciles the whole Torah with Abi Zohar, so he has a din of Bimul Chatere Kole. That's one halacha. And then we have another aloha, and this is what Gemara in Chum says, Chmura Amiris Kechovim, Shekol HaKeifa Bo Kimele Mechal HaTerei Kule, that if someone is a Tinek Shel Nishbo, and he is not a Maimin in the Torah, but as long as he is a Keifa Bo Kimele Mechal HaTerei Kule, he has a din of a Kimele Mechal HaTerei Kule, so Mele is, he does not have a din of a Mumele Mechal HaTerei Kule. Does not have a din of a Mumele Mechal HaTerei Kule. Well, the rest line, the fair dollar. We are more enough to do we learn out the halacha that the Muna is incapable of bringing the code from the Fossig. There is another Fossig that tells us the same thing. We are more at So the reason as to why he committed the Avera is because it's lo yehida lof chatose at the time when he did it. Then he was informed. But if it was done under such circumstances, that even if he knew of the circumstances, he still would have done it. So then there is no karma. Hashem Yidro say, Shim Yodea Shehu Chelev, Ho Yoyei Shehu Vatel Maveo, Zu, Viz Nikores Ashor Vuname, Haperes Vidivdal Bitchilo, Vinei Veer, Imo Yodea Shehu Osa, Of the Asker Nim Gores Ayeshi. So in other words, there is no nafkimine between the two pshotim. But the question is, what's the literal meaning of Hashem Yidro say? So according to one pshat, Hashov is to be understood in the sense he would remain sitting. In other words, we say, Shev al taise, kum vase. So in other words, so Hashov midyosei, in other words, may become malzgogose. So, shimo yodea shirchele vo yoyeshe, um vatel maver. And according to other pshat, Hashov, who appears, we need al mitchil. But it means the same thing. So one mandoma learns it out from the Amoretz Pratel Mumea that the Mumea cannot bring the Korom, Chatos, and the other mandoma, Reb Shimon, learns it out from Asher Yesenu Mishgogo Voroshe, Vehoida Olof Chatose. So only Ashok Midiose may become Ashkose. Eli Shok Midiose may become Ashkose. Vamuna Mai Benai. ואומר רב אמנון אין מומה לאכול חילה ומקום אדם מכיווני so נפקים מין הביטוי תנא כמה את רב שימן is in regard to אין מומה לאכול חילה and he ate דם בשקוגו so if we say that it's access a cost that the mumah cannot bring the korm so if someone is addicted to chilev he cannot and then he ate dam b'shegei he cannot bring the korm and dam either because he has ish a mumah. But if it's exerus hakosuf of shav midiosei, that any shav midiosei kosh kosei, so it's not the aloche of mumer, that the mumer is incapable. In other words, if he's any shav midiosei, so he cannot bring a korb. Who can bring a korb only if the avera was done under such circumstances that had he been aware of the circumstances of which he was oblivious, so he wouldn't have done the avera. But if somebody is Israel, let's say in Chilev, and he only ate the Chilev because he thought it was Shumen, so then he showed me the Osei, because had he known what he didn't know, he wouldn't have done it. But if somebody is addicted to Chilev, but it happened that this time he thought it was Shumen, but he would have done the same thing even if he hadn't made that mistake. So he said, he showed me the Osei. So Mele, he doesn't bring a call. Masheinke, if he's only addicted to chilev, and he ate dam b'shegeik. So then, had he known that it's dam, he wouldn't have eaten it, because he's not addicted to dam. So Mele, he brings the call. But according to Nekame, as long as he has a shev mumer, he doesn't have to be a mumer in that avail. So Mele, he brings the call. This is what the Gemara says here. But the Gemara in Vomes, I'm sorry, Gemara in here is, mentions that Nachkimine, and then the Gemara refutes that.
דף י"א עומד א' עם יהרס. תונה רבון המאמור אספק לבום הרבשים ברבי איסים ושבשים אשר יסנו בשגור ובושי השום מידוסים מבקום עוד שגוסים ושום מידוסים מבקום שגוסים. מהי בנאיה? אומר רבא מונה מומה לאכל חילב ומי בקום לדם מכבנאיה? מר סובה עקיב די מומה לאכל חילב לידם נעמה מומה אבא קומצה נקמה בוטה קומית רבשים אל מר סובה לידם מי ישום מידוסים סוד גימור אסיקש הוס קיב דסטרץ רבא מונה. So, I mean, the same terrors that Rabbi Muna gives here. So, the Gemara is the Kasha, the Orov and Omar, the Kula Alme, Muma Lech Ochelev, Lo Yave Muma Ledam, even according to Nekame, who learned, who deduces it from the Posik of Mamoretz, Prat Lemumer, but if he's a Mumer in one thing, so he still is capable of bringing the Korb in another Aver. Elo Hoche, Bechuli Bilito, Bin Yeschalif, Bishume, Viochli Kamif, Lige, מה עושה להקים דותו בנוחיל במאיזי מומר? מה עושה להקים דילה אשכה ואת הרלך ואיסורי לב מומר? So the Gemara in Helias refutes Rav Huna's Teretz, Rav Huna's Teretz. And the Gemara says that in the case of מומר לאכל חילב and then ויוכל דם, ויוכל דם, so then everybody agrees that he can bring a korban dam, even Tanekame, because in dam is not a mumer. So what's an afkemine between Tanekame's yalchuse of Mamoret Prat Mumer and Rav Shimon's yalchuse of Shod Midiose? An afkemine would be if he is a mumer lechol chelev, mumer lechol chelev litiyov. But when it's not in conflict with his taives, then he will not eat chelev. Now he happened to have on the table in his house shumen too. But so Memele, had he known that the chticha that was on the table was chilev, he wouldn't have eaten the chilev because he could have gone to the closet and taken out the shumen. But he thought that the chticha that was on the table before him was also shumen. So Memele didn't bother going to the closet and take out the shumen. So he ate that chatichet that was on the table. So the male is a shom midiyosei, because had he been made aware of the fact that the chatichet on the table was chelev, he would not have eaten that chatichet. And he would have gone to the closet and taken the shumen. So the male shom midiyosei is. So according to Rav Shimon, he brings the korban. But according to the Tanakame, he wouldn't bring a korban. This is how Rashi explains it. And I suppose that most Rashiim explain it the same way. However, the Miri in Helias explains it differently. Even though the Miri in other places does not adhere to the Shita, but the Miri in Helias explains it just the reverse of Rashi. Because according to Rashi, so the Gemara is saying that the nafkemina between Rabbi Tanakame and Rav Shimon is in regard to him mumer lechol chelev litiyovim, and he had shumen available, but because of a mistake, he ate a chelev. So Memele, according to Tanakame, he cannot be nikor because he shen mumer yes. According to Rav Shimon, he brings the korban because he's a shom midiyosei. The Miri in Helias explains it just in the reverse. He says, in such a case, so according to Tanakame, so he brings the korban because according to Tanakame, the halacha is a mumer cannot bring the korban. Who is a mumer? Someone who doesn't care for a certain isya. He has a shem mumer. Mashenkin, someone who cares. But he cannot overcome the temptation. So then he doesn't have a shemumah. He's an avaye, but his shemumah he doesn't have. Mumah means, according to the Miri's pshat, mumah means someone who is so addicted to a certain avere that avere, that isa doesn't exist for him. He doesn't care for that isa. But someone who only does it in order to gratify his appetite and wherever it's possible, to keep his appetites satisfied, So he will not do the Avere, so he's not called the Mumer. He's an Avarian, but the Mumer isn't. Masha'im kin according to the Mandoma, the Reb Shimon, who learns it out from Shomidiyosei. So Shomidiyosei, according to, says Shomidiyosei means not that, that the person is under the specific circumstances, so would have refrained from eating Elinor. As long as the Gavre is not, does not feel deterred from that Avere, then he's not considered Shomidiyos. So according to Rashi and most Rashi, any Shomidiyosei means that under the peculiar, as long as under the peculiar circumstances, set of circumstances, he would have refrained from the Avera, he's considered Shomidiyosei. No. But according to the Miri, it means something else. We Shomidiyosei, if the Gavre is perish from a certain Issa, but if the Gavre in general is not deterred from that Issa, even though in that specific situation he would have refrained, he is not a Shomidiyosei. That's the meaning. Alright. Anyway, I wanted to point out that this Teretz of Rav Amnune, so he's refuted in Eretz. Alright. So, the Gemara says, Kashe, Chode Bechatos, Chode Be'ed. So that was, that's the, so there's a Teretz of the Gemara, not the Kashe. The Gemara says, Kashe, Vo Meoche Navke, Meosam Navke. So why do we need two psukim? One posik of Mikem Leitz is a Mumer, and the other posik of Mamoret, Prat Limumer. So the Gemara says, that we need both psukim. One posik is deals with Eile. That's the posik of Mikem Leitz is a Mumer. Now Eile is not offered, is not bought at B'tiras Kapore for a certain Aveir. Eile is bo b'neda ben dove, it's not bo a b'teras kapore. Masha'in kechatos is bo b'teras kapore. So otherwise he wouldn't be able to be maybe echatos. Echatos is not bo b'neda ben dove. So we need one posik of Mikem Leitz is a Mumer to be advised that by Eile a Mumer cannot bring ikon. And we need another posik. Or Mamor is Pratli Mumer, that by Chatos a Mumer cannot be Nikom. And we cannot learn out one from the other, because we could distinguish Eilo from Chatos. We could distinguish Chatos from Eilo. Chode Bechato, Chode Beilo. Utsrich, Di Ashminon Chatos, Mi Amor is Pratli Mumer. So I would say that a Mumer cannot be Nikom Chatos. Mishum Kaporet. It's not Bolish in Kapore, so maybe even a Mumer can bring an ale. A Mukabi Ashmin an ale, so I would say Mishim the Rav Chiyuve. Abu Chatos the Chiyuve, a Melikaver Mene. Tzrich. By the Rash. My Benai, Mikomo came Mumer in Kapurim, they painly bar, painly bar. Vafushevik, do you hear your idea? Mitchil and Amel, you are Ichle, they shall be dosi, they become Maladam, she shot at me. Vilo Yedea Shudam, Lo Ichle, Tanekame, Mumashme, Velo Mikabulim, so this is Rashi's Psha, that Mumer Alechel Hilo Vito, Mumis Halef Lechel Vishuman. So, according to Tanekame, he cannot be Nikom, because he has a Shemuna. Even though he does care for the Issa of Chelev, but in as much as he is ready to be Eivir, the Issa of Chelev, whenever it is necessary for to satisfy his Kaives, so he is Shemuna. Reb Shimon shall midosi hu bida umikablin aminei mikem. I mean, here Rashi doesn't even explain that, but I explained it. I mentioned that Rashi's pshat in Herz. Mikem v'kulchem v'milasidom v'mishtoikho, t'chsiv basre v'milkoboni, v'kaporo, וכי דידי תרוזי תולארך פני לארז רב ועושי, ובבואו מי משרם אבישי בלעיזית, אם קיים עין קו מני אליו בכפורל. וישמינו מי עוד את הנבום הקדש במקום, היו יוצאי אליו חליובה, ולעבור אחר לקבל לתור המיני, תכסיב זבח ראשויים, זבח ראשויים תאים. Now, how is it mashma? Love the outcome of the deceit of the same day. Abu Khatus, the Hebrew Ram Yale, a combination of the Hebrew. Now let's see the thesis. מהמורס פרט למומן, תהיה, דמי קומו, הומיוכה נפקה, מוסם נפקה, הועד הרבה, הח פליגת אפילו מומן לדברי אחות קומות הנקבל ומקבלים, דו מפמינון דפליגת ויכולכי לביא מסקום האדם, ותהיה רק בפורך לרב שימן, סוטי שזה דקה שקוד עם תרבה מונסטרת, ודמחלוי כס ביטויים תנקבל רב שימן, is migatu in the lechel chilem. Whether he's capable of bringing a kov mandam, so the tanakame holds, he's incapable of bringing a kov mandam. So the tanakame here holds, that mumal dovarechot, is in mumal chater kule. But that's only this tane. But the tane of Mikembo Lekil, of the price of Kembo Lekilchem, he only says that in mumal chater kule, like in Michal Shabbat Faresia, or mumal Abrizore cannot bring a kov. But not the mumel of rechot, not the mumel lechel chilev, that he shouldn't be able to bring the kol mandam. But the tanekami of mamores vatel mumel, he holds him the mumel of rechot cannot bring the kol. And then the other aver. So there is a big nafkemine, there is a big machlekes between the tane of the price of mikemel lekulchem and the tane of the price of mamores vatel mumel. Umforish ad metam, the mumel lechel chilev animom lechotere, chutz midam. כי דאש כחון שכאו כוח התועז בכל אחת הסחילה, פרק עמד עם נוחס, ופרק הוא ימייבי, דרבדין שתה אחת הסחילה, פתון הניסוחים, והשתה קומה, תנקם מכשימו לך תרקו, חוץ מדם, אין ימייבי קום לדם, ורבשים ימייבי, כי משום שום מדי עושה מדם, אבל הוא מדברך עוד והכל מייבי. So Rabbanan's first terrors was that when Rabbanan says here, Mumalach Lachilim Meivi Komal Adam Ikim Nai. So according to Mandomar of Mamor Esprat Lumumah. So he cannot bring a Kom. So Rabbah Muna does not have reference to someone who is just in Mumer in the Aveira of Chilev. But Rabbah Muna has reference to someone who is in Mumer in all the Aveira Shemeteir. But Chilev, but all the Aveira Shemeteir. Except that. And the Eita, second Tanekame, in view of the fact that he is a Mumer of all the Avera Shebateiro, except that, so he's considered like a Mumer Chatere Kule, he cannot even bring a Kom, and that. And Rav Shimei Meir, Ki Mishu Shom Midor, Ose Midam, Avum Dume Derechen Vakumei. Now, so, Rav Tam says that in Rav Amnunes Teretz. Since the Gemara in Heres reject Rav Amnunes Teretz, because everybody agrees that Mumalach al-Khelev, so maybe Komal Adam. And what does Mumalach al-Khelev mean according to Ramatam? In Mumalach al-Khelev, only Yisur, except Dam. So that means that according to the Gemara in here, yes, what the Gemara rejects, so I'm going to start it, everybody agrees that the Mumalach called Yisur Shebateiro. Except Dam, so he does not, so he can't bring a Kov Mandam. Now that means that Rabbi Tam does not approve of Rabbi Yeruchem Shi. We saw that Rabbi Yeruchem raised a question here from the Gemara. Gemara says here, the film Dal, Pechadon, I mumel chater kule hain reish, vi mumel dobarach kashu mitzuris, el lavo hekoma. Chutz min amunah. חוץ מן המומר נאסך סייעין וחלש הבוסס בפרס so that was the safer deal with מומר לאבי נזורן חלשה בפרס and the Reisha deals with Mulchat Rekule. So it's a raya that there is another type of Mulchat Rekule besides Mumalam Rizore and besides Mulchat Shafaresie. So what is Rabbi Yochem saying? That someone who is a Mumal in all research about the Yore except Chilshal Faresie and Rizore. So that according to Rabbi Yochem, if someone is a Mumal in all Averes except one, so then he has a din of a mumel chater kule. But here Rabbi Tam says that this is the shite of the Tanekame according to Rabbi Nunes Kimte. But according to the Gemara in Heryes, which rejects Rabbi Nunes Kimte, so that means that mumel achol chilev. So maybe Komal Adam according to everybody. So that's contrary to, of course, we don't pass like Rav Nunes because the Gemara in Heryes rejects Rav Nunes Teret. So that means that Rav Netam is definitely Chirik and Rav Nirunchem. So how will Rav Netam explain our Gemara? Then says Rav Netam will explain our Gemara the same way as the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? If somebody is addicted to all Yisroel except one, he does not have anything on Mulchat Rekule. According to Rabbi Tam, it's only the Tanekame, only the Rabbi Nune, but the Gemara in Heryes rejects Rabbi Nune's Kinte, so that means that according to everybody, a Mume, or someone who is addicted to all Yisroel except one, does not have anything on Mulchat Rekule. The Yisroel Lema, Yav, Kebichel, Yidam, Tlume. If he says, "So she is called Vishnei, the only middle Veda, we never do a Becha, call him at the Chodam, we say, Chlo, the Tzachilu, Tanakam, the Hoshi Mumel is in Dogo, the Mumel is in the Mumel, 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 the Mumel is in the The second teretz of the Tanakam is that according to Rabbi Nune, so the machleiket between Tanakam and Rav Shimon is regard to Chelev Dam. Because Chelev and Dam are both mentioned in the same way. So the Nele, according to Tanakam, especially the Zakosim, Mamores Patlin Mumea, so if someone is a Mumea in Chelev, he is considered out of Din as a Mumea in Dam as well. So when is he incapable of being recalled? Only the same peculiar circumstances of the case was that had he known of the facts, he would have refrained from that there. But if he would have committed that there anyway, so then there is no call. But in the case where he is only a Mume al Chelev, even though Chelev and Dam is the same bad, but he certainly would not have committed the Aver of Dam. So the male is considered Shomidios. And he Shomidios, and he come out of us, Teime Matzorech Kole Maid, and he Shomidios. So this is Tashi's. Why does Rav Shimon have to resort to special Zosakos of Shop Midiyos saying that an English Shop Midiyos does not become if he's an English Shop Midiyos and he's a Roshe, so there is a Loche of Zevach Rishoyim table. Zevach Rishoyim table. Now what does this mean? That there is a loch of Zevach Rishoyim Teivon, that the Roshi cannot bring it home. So why does the Gemara say, Nadeimo Lovi Miyodom Shedeim Nudeimo, we come Kaponis in Peshi Yisrael? But how can we accept Kaponis from Peshi Yisrael? Zevach Rishoyim Teivon. So obviously Zevach Rishoyim Teivon does not say, Zevach Rishoyim Teivon does not say that the Roshi is Mufka Vikom.
So Mele, the Kashi is against states. Why does states say? Tame Matzo of Polumai, let me show you those who are in the Rishi, for Abuza Bachishoi. But it's not the Bachishoi, the Bachishoi doesn't imply that El Roshi cannot be involved, because I don't think he's become a policy regime. So El Roshi can offer a call, can offer a call. But Tame says that Kashi, on account of two Gemores, one Gemore in Shuez and one Gemore in Zmok. There is Gemore in Zmok in Babor, but Gemore says, Chilo Mircha Peres, Alese, Valese, Shishim Tekwese. If somebody was in, and they say, or is in the relationship to the Lese, that's it, Lese, for which there is no Malkes, so he was Mircha Peres, Alese, Alese. So Gemore in Zmok in Babor, there's a Tashi, Hayese, Chedom, So why does he have to bring an ale? So Dalochins is also shown a much mechule. So that's the price of Dalochuge Kapore. That if somebody was in there and say, all he has to do to affect Kapore is that he should be chewed. So he doesn't need anything else. So maybe why does he have to bring an ale? And we can go, you're such a way. So he said, I'll be showing the rainbow, how he can be home. So he went to the terrace, lay long, you're such a way. So, what you ask, also Chugo, so Chugo itself is Mechape, still, you know, Chugo itself is Mechape, but if you bring the Korban, so the Korban, the Ilo, is Ilo Lidur, Lidur, it's a Matonet in this bear. So the more is here saying that we couldn't apply this deal that Elo is Mechaperes Alese in regard to the case where he was with regard to the case where he didn't do tshuva, because if he didn't do tshuva, so then Zerach is showing to Elo. Now the question is, but here the Gemara says, "Mitavim kabonis mipeishi Yisrael." So apparently, we don't apply the halacha of the Rachashon table to any offer. The answer is true. We don't apply the din of the Rachashon table to a Roshe that he shouldn't be able to bring it home, because that's the halacha of mitavim kabonis mipeishi Yisrael. But the Rachashon table does imply that a Roshe cannot have the kapor of a kor. Korban can only be mechaper for a person who is pure. But as long as a person has a Shem Roshe, he cannot have kaporet with Korban. And there is another Gemara that tends to indicate that. Now, the Mishnah in Shvuah says, Soyram Shaleach mechaper, Alesev Alesev say, Al Tfizes who Mises Bez. So the Gemara is a Kashi, Hayo is a Yechadon. How can we visualize this thing that Soyram Shaleach mechaper Alesev? How can you say I'm still a bit of the house? So I'm really not with us, we so much. So if you want to see Kashi, if you want to see Chugo, how can you say I'm still a bit of the house? Is there still a rush? If the Aloch of Zevach Shon Teivo had been that the Roshe cannot bring the Korban, he is not bringing. The Seiram Shaleach is brought, of course, the King God, but it's brought on behalf of all Israel. So it's not, but there is one Jew who is wrong. So if the Aloch of Zevach Hashem Teivo had implied that Yeroshe cannot have a Korban, so how could the Gemara ask Zevach Hashem Teivo? He is not bringing the Korban. He just wants to have Kapore with the Seiram Shaleach. The answer is, this is exactly what Zevach Hashem Teivo implies. That a Roshe cannot have kaporet rikom. Not that a Roshe cannot bring rikom. Now with that we can understand the Roshe not born. And the Gemara says like this: Minabheimo liovid miodom shebeimu beimo. We can't amur we can't for bonus to pay shein soil. Can she also go to end with children? She also go to end with children. So the Gemara has to resort to a special posik. To a special posik. That patient is going to be involved. And had he been a special posik, I would say Pinchin Yisrael cannot bring from. Why should I say that the Pinchin Yisrael cannot bring from? On the contrary, I need a pasuk to be advised that the Roshe cannot bring from. But without the pasuk, why should I say that he cannot bring from? So I should say he should be able to bring from. But here, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk. But in the Torah it didn't say Nabeimo. Then I would say that we cannot be Mikabeli Korm from the Peshis. And the only reason why we say so is because of a special Zezakosa of Nabeimo. So, and why does the Gemara have to mention, why does the Price have to mention the Shiazor and the Chure? So it appears from this Gemara that in Achanam, the halacha of Zevach Rishon Teiko should imply two things. First of all, that the Roshe cannot have kaporet to Ikom. Because Zevach Rishon Teiko. And also, that we should not accept any Ikom from him. Because Zevach Rishon Teiko. So if we didn't have it, there's a kosher of Mi'abeinu. We come from the Mejiz. So I would say we cannot be kaporet to Ikom from the Roshe. Yes, kaporet, no, kaporet doesn't make any difference. From the Roshe, we cannot accept the Korban. But there is a special Zazakosk of Mila Behemo. Rehoviv Rehodom Shedeim Mila Behemo. So that Zazakosk tells us that even the Roshe can bring the Korban. So, why? But there is a Loche of Zelach Shedeivo. So, Mila Zelach, so it appears from this Gemara that Zazakosk of Zelach Shedeivo should imply that the Roshe is incapable of bringing it home. But the reason is why the Torah said that the Roshe can bring it home is in order to bring him closer to Chum. But if not, and this is not just in the background of the Zerzakosu, this itself is an integral part of the Zerzakosu, of Minabeimo, the Hobby Peshi Israel. So the only reason as to why the Torah is matir kabbalas to be mikabel kabbalas from Peshi Yisrael is kidei shiyazon b'tshuva. But if not for the time of kibtiyazon b'tshuva, then I would say we shouldn't even be mikabel kabbalas from an avaya because of a kishon teivo. But this, the Zakosu tells us as why zevach kishon teivo does not apply here, because of the possibility that as a result of the Korban, they'll become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll be Jew. So it's not time. Now, Jesus says, love comes with the Orthodox, and the main thing time is over. In the Abim of the Horb, in the Varech HaTvei, in the Mulech HaTvei. והוא מתחיל לקרוא במוסח איתה בקומה, דימור דברך עוד ניקאו יעזה בתשובה, הוא ניקח מקבל במקילי שיעזה. So, what's the pshat מזה הכוסף? That the patient in Israel, דימור דברך עוד ניקאו ניקאו בקום? So, it's because, כי בשיעזה בתשובה. Otherwise, אתה לא חייב זה בחישון תאיבו לפלאי. But because of כדי שיעזה בתשובה, so זה בחישון תאיבו does not apply. Zevach Rishon Teiva does not apply. Masha'inke, but Zevach Rishon Teiva does imply that the Roshe cannot have kapore through a kol. Now let's see how the Rambam Paschal did. Rambam Pergimon Bechaz Maiz HaKobanes Haloch Adal Hatsedes Kavos Yisroel Sheu Mumel Av Lizoy Oy Mechalsha Befaresi Ey Mikabli Menu Kor Mekwab Afilu Eilo She Mikabli Meiso Min Anochrim Ey Mikabli Meiso Min Amumer Hazeh She Nema Odom Ki Yakhiv Mikem Bipi Ashmu Elomdu Mikem Beloi Kulchem Leheitzi Esam Abol Imo Yomumer Al Shor Avereis מקבלים ממנו כל הקורבנות כדי שיעזר בתשובה. זה אומר שזה מומר לזוהי on the Chalshal Paris, yeah, we can have a mikab. But the Shah Beres, we can be mikab. Why? Because she has a mitzvah. So again, why do we have to resort to that time? Because if not for the time of Yasa Bichule, then we should apply the aloche of Zemach Hishontei. Hoya Mumer, Laveo, Vumifusem, Vyodua La Seis, Vyogal, Vayle Achis, Vayle Tiof, Amy Kabimim and Kol Leis Aveo. Keita, Kigain Shoyod Lechelchele, Vayle Achis, Vayle Tiof, שורו גגליו חלחילה ואין לחטוס אין מקבל מיסון אמן
Now, the same halacha is mentioned in the Rambam Luchas Godless Perigim. Halacha Zayin. And the reason as to why you'll see, I mean, that there is something new in the Rambam Perigim Luchas Godless that it was not mentioned in Luchas Mais HaKabbalis. So the Rambam Perigim Luchas Godless Halacha Zayin says as follows. Kvob Yarn בילחס מייס אקבונס שאמו מלאב ניזור לחל שבוס יש דיפרס יהיה הם יקבלו ממנו קורם קלאב ואמו מלאב יר מישור הבירס הם יקבלו ממנו חטוס עלי זה אחר קייצה מו מלאב חלחילת שהחלחילת בשגוגו והיא בחטוס הם יקבלו ממנו עד שיער זה בצ'ור Now what is it, what does it imply? מו מלאב חלחילת שהחלחילת בשגוגו והיא בחטוסי, הם יקבלו ממנו עד שיער זה בתשוב. So what would that imply? That the moment he does תשובה, so he would, הוא יהיה מקבל. A call on the avera that he did. Even though at the time, of the Avere, so he did not do tshuves yet. Keitzat mumeh alechol chilev, sheochol chilev bishgov, vehi vechatose, im ikavim men at yaza b'tshuv. But suppose he does tshuve, even though he was a mumeh alechol chilev, at the time he vechilev bishgov, we am kablakom. We am kablakom. That's how it's mash now. Why should it be like that? Now Tainsra Sia Sikash. Any Shah Midiose may be called Bajwasi. Tame Maito is calling Maitli Shah Midiose, Vemid Berishe, or Avizabakhishoi, Vehatisika Daito Lima the Mavi, Vishlaima, the Eastrich Lake and the Hosabichu Vahake, Uvisho, how lo you shot Midiose. So if we didn't have Exel Sakosuk of Shav Midiose, then I would say that he has to bring a call. Because Zevach Rishon Teivo, but right now he's about Juven. Mashing, but because of Exel Sakosuk of Shav Midiose, so even though now he's about Juven, at the time of Dabo Asko, he's about Juven, so he's not a Moshe, but he cannot bring the call, Man and Avere, because he was a lady Shav Midiose at the time of Davere. So in other words, so Teitzre says in so many words that an account of lady Shav Midiose, so one cannot bring a korban even though right now he is already tzaddik. But at the time when he ate a chelet, he was a lady Shav Midiose. Here Rosh Narambam means, mumeh alecho chelet, כיצד, מומלך אוכלת, שאוכלת בשגוב, והיא בחטוסי, היא מקבל ממנו, עד שיהיה זה בתשובה. But suppose he's חילה בתשובה, מקבל ממנו. Even though he was a מומלך אוכלת. But he's not a שוב מדיוסי. So you could say, the Tesla says it,
only I the Mandoma of Shav Midyose. But maybe the Rambam doesn't pass like Rav Shimon. Maybe the Rambam passes like Tanakame, of Mamoret Pratel Mumer. So the Mele, according to Rav Shimon, that it's based upon any Shav Midyose. Any Shav Midyose depends upon the time of the Achilas Chelet, not at the time of that boy. Masha'in ki nekor tanekame, that he learns it out from Mamoret Pratel Mumer. So there we could say that it depends about the time of the Avoye, not at the time of the Achilas Chelet. So first of all, that is strange. It would be unreasonable. Why? Because if we are going to assume that according to the Mandoma of Mamoret Pratel Mumer, so the important moment is not the time of that, the moment of Avoye, but the important moment is the moment of Avoye, not the time of the Achilas Chelev. But according to Rav Shimon, the important moment is the moment of the Achilas Chelev. So then there is a machlokes between Tanakhama and Rav Shimon as to whether we have to consider it from the point of view of how he was at the time of the Achilas Chelev, or we have to consider it from the point of view as to how he was at the time, as to how he is at the time of his home. So when the Gemara said, "My benai," so why did Rav Amnon have to say, "Mimalechel Chelev may become a Adami kibenai"? The Gemara could have said a different text. The kibenai kishohoyo mumer bishas Achilas Chelev. We also chuve bishas avos kol. So according to the Tanakhama, who says mamoret pratel mumer, so it's maybe according to Rav Shimon because of any Shav Midyose. So any maybe, why doesn't the Gemara say that? So it appears from this Gemara that there is no nafkemina between Tanakhama and Rav Shimon in regard to the question as to whether the important moment is the moment of Avos Kom, or the important moment is the moment of Achilas Chelev. So in view of the fact that certainly according to Rav Shimon, so if at the time of the Achilas Chelev he was an Avaryan, and he was a Mumer in Chelev, so he cannot bring a Korban even though he's a Baal Tshuva, and he's not a Mumer at the time of his Korban. So according to Nekame, also the same thing. Because if we don't say like that, so the Gemara could have said, Ike Benaye, Kigei Shoyo Mumer, Vishas Achilas Chelev, Vyose Tshuva, Veinei Mumer, Vishas Avos Korban. The Gemara doesn't say that. And then something else. So Mimele, even if we are going to say that the Rambam passes like Tanakhama, not like Rav Shimon, that the Rambam passes like Tanakhama and not like Rav Shimon, so it will still be difficult. But then we cannot say that the Rambam passes like Tanakhama and not Rav Shimon's din. So then we'll have to say that the Rambam doesn't pass the whole din of Shav Midyose. And the Gemara in Shabbos says, that Rabbi Yechon, there is a machlokes in Shabbos between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish at the beginning of Kol Godol, as to whether someone who is a sheik in the chorus, but he is amazing in the lap. Let's say somebody knows that it's us, there is a lap that I said to write on Shabbos, but he doesn't know that there is a chiyuv chorus for writing on Shabbos. And then, thinking that there is no chorus, just the lav, he wrote on Shabbos. So according to Rish Lakish, he cannot bring a korban because he is not a real sheik. According to Rabbi Yechanan, so he is a real sheik, and he is a sheik, and he brings a korban. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yechanan, how does Rish Lakish know that he is not a sheik? So he learns it out from the posik. Or Vashem Yisrael no Bishgobo V'yoshi. So who is a sheik? Only if he doesn't even know there is a lab. He doesn't know that there is a shalosis seyoseno. But if he knows there is a love, he doesn't know. He doesn't know there is a chiyuv kores. He's not a sheikh. He can't bring it home. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if he knows there is a love, as long as he doesn't know there is a chiyuv kores, he's considered a sheikh. He's chayav kores. So he cannot darshan the posik hashalos seyoseno that way. So what does he do with the posik of Shaloi Seoseno? Rabbi Yochanan, Stimore says, Rabbi Yochanan learns out from Shaloi Seoseno this din of Rabbi Shimon. Hashov midiosi may be called Marjikosei, Eini shov midiosi may be called Marjikosei. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan learns out the same droshe that Rabbi Shimon does. And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan there, not like Rish Lakish. So obviously, the Rambam must pass like Rabbi Shimon's din. Must pass like Rav Shimon's deed. So why does he say Keitzat Mumalechol Chile Shochol Chile Bishgogo Veivichatose Emikabli Menachiyazo Bitshuve? Thus implying that if he is Chayda Bitshuve, we are Mikabel, even though he was a Mumalechol Chile, but he's not a Shom Midios. So this is the Kasha. This Kasha is raised by the Mishnah Merach. There's a very long Mishnah Merach here on this Ramah in Peregimum Cheshbogis Halachazai. Now let's see the whole Lashon Haram. Now again, Kvor bi'arlo bilchas ma'isa kabone she'amum ala avidizore ulechal shabwe b'shabotze b'faresye e'im ikabu menu kol mukar v'amum ala avire mishor avire se'im ikabu menu chatos ala isi achet keitza mum ala echol chayin lepshoch ulechil et vishgov ve'i vichatos e'im ikabu menu ad she'yarzer b'tshuve afiru hoyo mum ala echol chayin l'tiovein ונשחלפלי חלק בשומן ויוכלי והביקום שאוהים מקבלים ממן שמשאוכל בזודי בין לאחיס בין לתיובי הרי הוא מומר. So what does he say? This is what the Gemara says. Here Rav Amuda says, מי בנאיה, איקה בנאיה, מומלך וחלק מקומו אדם. So according to Rav Amnune, if someone is a mumalechol chelev and leidam, so according to the Tanakama, he can bring it up. Only according to Rav Shimon, so he says according to Tanakama, he cannot bring it up. Only according to Rav Shimon, he can bring it up. But the Gemara in here is David Gimel rejects the second tale of Rav Amnune, and he says the Omar Rove Mumalech Chelev, they may become Adam. Kulam may bring it. They may become. So then Rove gives another kinte that what is the difference between Tanekame and Rav Shimon's Droshe? The Nafkimine is Mumer Lech Chelev Litovin Vinischal Chelev Bishume Vioch. So what's the pshat in the Gemara according to all the shenim except the merest pshat? In here is that according to Tanekame that there is a special aloch that in Mumer cannot bring the korban. So in this case he cannot bring the korban either, even though he is only echol chelev v'tov, and here he had an opportunity to eat shumet. But he didn't eat the shuman, he ate a chilev because he was like going under a mistake. But he has a shem mumer, so he cannot bring a korb. And then, but according to the Rab Shimon's stam, so he can bring a korb. So the Rambam says, afil o yom mumalech o chilev with the ob, v'nischal o chilev b'shumen, v'yochlei. So it's possible that when the Rambam said, thus implying that if he does do tshuva, and if at the time of Abba's call he's about tshuva, so then he can bring the korban. So the question arose, how can he bring the korban? But he is not of midiose. So the teretz could be, because the Rambam says, because of this case that the Rambam mentions, אפילו הוא יקום מלאך אוכל את מתי אופן, ונשחל את זכן את משומן, ויוכלי, והביקור, סוהי מקבל ממנו, שמשאוכל בזודים בין האחיז בין מתי אופן, הרי מומה. That's only because of the Xeros HaKosov of Mahamogat's Pratli Mumeh. מה שאין כן on the score of the Xeros HaKosov of any shot me the Osei. So in me the Kovm, so in this particular case, where he is only Mumeh Liti Ovo, and he had in his closet, he had a Shumen, so had he known of all the facts of which he was oblivious, had he been apprised at the time of all these facts, he would have refrained from the Chelet. So Mimele Ishod Midiyosei is. But the Rambam paskins the Tanekames Haloche also. The Rambam paskins the Tanekames Haloche also. And even though the Rambam certainly has to pasken Reb Shimon's din, because the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samech Vov, I think, says that Rabbi Yechanan darshens this posik of Asheli Senev Ishgob like Rabbi Shimon, and the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yechanan. So that only means that the Rambam has to pass Reb Shimon's din, but that doesn't mean that he cannot pass the Tanekamah's din, because there is no stira between the two droshes. It's two separate psukim. So the Rambam can pass Reb Shimon's din, and he can also pass the Tanekamah's din. But apparently, the Rambam shita is that there is a fundamental distinction between the Xeras HaKosov that is implicit in the posik of Me'amores Prat Lemumea and the Xeras HaKosov that is implicit in the posik of Ashov Midiyosei Midikom Malchukosei and Ishov Midiyosei Inimov Makovchukosei. The Xeras HaKosov that is implicit in the posik of Shov Midi Ashov Yisrael Bishgogo Goshei Hashov Midiyosei Midikom Malchukosei Ishov Midiyosei Makovchukosei. That depends upon the time of the Aveir. Because Shov Midiyosei, any Shov Midiyosei, depends upon the moment of the Aveire. Whether he did the Aveire under such circumstances that had he been apprised of the facts of which he was oblivious, so he would have refrained from the Aveire. That's Shov Midiyosei. If the circumstances are such that even if he had been apprised of the facts of which he was oblivious, so he would not have refrained, so he's any Shov Midiyosei. It doesn't depend upon the moment of the Avos Chom. Masha'im came the Xeras HaKosov of Me'amoretz Prat Lemumea. The Xeras HaKosov of Me'amoretz Prat Lemumea. So that depends upon the moment of the Avoy. So mainly the Rambam paskens both in the Tanekamah's din and Rav Shimon's din. So that's why the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Milchesh Gogeis. In Perek Gimel Milchesh Gogeis, Haloche Zayin Keitza Mu Melech Ochelet Sheoch Ochelet Bishgogo Vein Bechatosei Ein Mikadlim Menu Adji Arza Bechove. Thus implying that if he does Tshuve, we are Mikabel. But the question arose, even if he does Tshuve, we shouldn't be Mikabel, because at the time of the Achilas Chilev, he was an Isha Midiyosei, and the Rambam has to pass the Rav Shimon's din. The answer is, the reason is why the Rambam says that Yahza B'Tshuve is because of the Rambam, because of this case that the Rambam mentions. Afil Oyo Mumel Achol Chilev, Lidiyove, Vinishalif Lechilev Vishumen, Viochlei, Veivikob, Mimikabel Mimenu. So, in this case, so it's a mumeah. But since he ate the chilef under circumstances that he wouldn't have eaten the chilef had he known of the facts, because he had the chticha of shumen available in his possession at that time. So Mimele, the din of any Shav Midiyosei has no application here in this case. But which din has application? Which din has application? Only the din of of my moment of Akhlumumah. So the Mele, that moment of Akhlumumah, if he does Shumah, so he's not a Mumah. So in other words, it's two separate halachas. It's two separate halachas. So that means, so if we say like that, so when the Gemara said, my binayim, when the Gemara said, my binayim, what's the difference? What's the difference between, what's the difference between Tanakame's droshe and Rav Shimon's droshe? So the Gemara could have said that the nafkemine between Tanakame's droshe and Rav Shimon's droshe is in the case of a mumer le'echol chilev, and then he did tshuve. So, according to the Tanakhamis Droshe Mamones Prakle Mumeah, he should be able to bring a korban. Because at the time of the Avoye, he is able to bring a korban. According to Reb Shimon's Din, because of Nishom Nidosei, so even though he did tshuve, but at the time of the Achilas Chelev, he was an Inish of Midiosei, so Mele, he cannot bring a korban. So in Achaname, the Gemara could have said that this is the Nafkemine. But we see that the Gemara here doesn't even mention the Nafkemine that the Gemara in Herius mentions. So Mele, it's no kasha why the Gemara didn't mention this Nafkemine. Alright. Now the Gemara says Kasha. V'chol eichad yichsiv behemo k'chiyusei, because here we learn out from mina behemo. L'hobit li'odom shedemim li'behemo. So that we come from Kabbalah is m'peishin Yisrael. M'peishin Yisrael. So that means that behemo here is used in a derogatory sense. In other words, someone who is a Pesheya Yisrael. So, v'chol eichad yichsiv behemo k'riyusei, v'akhsiv odom behemo tishiyah v'shem, v'om arav yudah, om arav, eilu bnei odom, she'inarum im lidas, umasim im atzmom ki behemo. So we see that behemo there is understood in a praiseworthy sense, not in a derogatory sense. Hosom k'siv, so ignore the text, hosom k'siv odom behemo. Hoche behemo v'chud eksiv. Because since the Pasuk mentions Odom Ubehemo Teshiyah Hashem, now Odom certainly is a shvach, is a praiseworthy appellation. So Mele Behemo too. Mashenki, when Behemo by itself is mentioned, so then it is in the sense of Gris. V'chol eichad yichsiv Odom Behemo Ma'al Yusi. V'oksiv zeratis b'Yisroel zerodom zerabeimo hoso mochal kikro zerodom lechut v'zerabeimo v'zerabeimo lechut. So she'arum b'das kriyaseu v'deik misleil d'peishim kol abeimo she'arum b'das kol amagishe u'misimim atzmon ki beimo da'ki ruach v'zerabeimo m'chino lo b'misach ha'seite v'ikoro v'rishon anashim ishtam l'chachono all the cause of him is a rat in Israel, the rotten Sabaim, Krima Hachomim Babur in Kulom, Azarom, the phrase of the race. Rabbi, all right, now. Omar Rabbi Shul and Rabbi Shimakapor and Amriel Bizdine Nimra should have Skusi Rosso, even though from the Mishnah it appears, I mean, according to certain Ekimtes, that Shrita Skusi is Mutares, so that's Mizman HaMishnah. But subsequent to the Chsimas HaMishnah, so the Chachomim were gazing that Shechita Skusi is also. Now, Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rashi's Pshat, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Rabbi Gamliel b'izdine, so Gamliel here does not have reference to Rabbi Gamliel the Yavne, who was prior to the Chassimus HaMishneh. But it has reference to Rabbi Gamliel Bnei Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He was subsequent. He lived subsequent to the Chassimus HaMishneh. Rabbi Nakodesh was Chesin HaMishneh. So he made that upon him. that Shchitas Kusi is Osten. Omalei, Omalei Rabbe, no, it's Rashi, Rabbi Gamliel, Meishu Rabbi Gamliel, Nosi, Shoyo Min Achrei, Ubeis Dinei, Nimnu Al Shchitas Kusi, Laacha Shemisnes Mishnoseinu, Daakel Shochtim, Veafilu Kusi, Veosru, Veosru. Alright. Omalei Rab Zeir, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Shemo Leishoma Rabbi, Elo Bishayim, Yisroel, Eimeid, Al Gabo, because Rabbi Yaakov Baride said it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yaakov Baride, maybe you only heard this din in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore, in respect to the case where Yisrael is not Emet Al Gabo. So then it's not an innovation over and above the Dinah Mishnah. So this is what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore said, not that there is a new takon. Shemo Rishoma Rabbi Yalom Shem Yisrael Emet Al Gabo. Omalei, Omalei, so Rabbi Yaakov Baride said to Rabbi Zeire, Dome Haimer Abonon, Kelo Idmire Yinshe Shmaitze, Bishem Yisrael Emet Al Gabo, Zimeim Reboye. How could we say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore, mentioned it in respect to a case where there is a Yisrael Emet Al Gabo? Then it's a double portion, I mean, so then it's mentioned already. So we do not have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbi Gamliel of Bezdine. So of course, if it's in Yisrael Emet Al Gabo, so then there is a choshe. Maybe he didn't slaughter it properly. If he didn't, because they are choshe down with me there. So it's a double portion, so why did he have to tell us? So if he had to mention that as a chiddush, so it obviously it's in respect to the case where there is a Yisrael Emet Al Gabo. So then we did. So according to the Mishnah, it's muter, but Rav Gamliel of Bezdine asked. Oh, remember boy, v'chilo pshitelo on the last word, remember is it l'yichsho. So this is what Rabbi Yaakov Baride said to Rav Zeir. In other words, Rabbi Yaakov Baride said that it's a double poshut, that the nimnu al shchitas kusi as reference even to a case where the reason is Yisrael Emet Al Gabo. So kibra minei or lo kibra minei? Was Rav Zeira mikabel from Rav Yaakov Baride, or Rav Zeira was not mikabel to Rav Yaakov Baride? Did Rav Zeira persevere in his view that Rav Gamliel of Bezdine nimnu al shchitas kusi b'asur has reference only to a case where there is no Yisrael Emet Al Gabo, but Yisrael Emet Al Gabo is where there is a Yisrael Emet Al Gabo, then it's Mikares, he was Mikares. So he was Mikabeo? Was Mikabeo? So did he persevere? Or he did not, or he was Mikabeo from Rabbi Yaakov Baride. Tosha. Domar Nahum Vayitzok Amar Abase, Ani Roises Rabbi Yechon Ish Ochel Mishu Deskusi, Ve'at Chavase Ochel Mishu Deskusi, Vitoye Borab Zeire, Vitoye Borab Zeire, Lo Ishmielu, Diyav Ishmielu, Have Mikablu. So Lo Ishmielu, Diyav Ishmielu, Have Mikablu. So Rabbi Zeire wondered, is it because Rabbi Yechanan didn't hear it? Because if he heard it, that Rav Gamliel of Bezdine nimnu al shchitas kusi v'asur aleihem, so he would have refrained from eating it. So this is what Rav Zeira said. Lo yishmielu, diya v'shmielu ad mikabelu, oy dil meshmielu v'lo yikapliu. Hoda poshut l'nafshei mistabra di shmielu v'lo yikapliu. In other words, see, hear this often. Now Rabbi Yechanan, he heard that Rabbi Yechanan partook of the shchite of a kusi. So he couldn't understand it. Is it because Rabbi Yechanan had not heard this halacha of Rav Gamliel of Bezdine nimnu al shchitas kusi v'asru? That's the reason as to why he ate of the shrit of the kosi. But had Rabbi Yechanan heard, and had Rabbi Asa heard, had it been told to Rabbi Yechanan or to Rabbi Asa, this thing of Rabbi Gamliel, this thing of Nimla Shilas Kosi Vesru, then he would have refused to eat of the Shilas Kosi. Or Rabbi Yechanan, the reason, or Rabbi Yechanan knew of the memory that Rabbi Gamliel was denied Nimla Shilas Kosi Vesru, but he was chilek on the takon. That's the reason. So this is what Rabzeire wondered. We told him Rav Zeira, Lo Yishmir, Yad Yishmiru, because if Rav Yechanan and Rav Asa had heard of this memory, that Mishim Yidbar Kapor, that Rav Gamliel bin Mimash Neskesu, Haru Mikablo, Oy Dilmo Shmiru, the Loi Kiblo, they were chilek on this day. Choda Poshet, so at first he had his son. Then he came to the conclusion, Rav Zeira came to the conclusion, Poshet Nafim Yistavle Yishmiru, the Loi Kiblo. It's not that Rav Yechanan and Rav Asa were ignorant of that memory, Mishimba Kapore, Ramnamuyo, the Zinan, Nimash, the Spurs in the Soul. They knew of it, but they were Chilek. But why we couldn't say that the reason is why they ate of the Spurs? Because it was never told to them that Ramnamuyo, the Zinan, is Nimu, the Soul. Because if in the case they had heard, they would be Mikablet, so then this Mikshul shouldn't have happened to them. Why? These are the light of Shmiru. We are Shmiru. Have we come? We have been staying in Israel. We have been staying in Israel. Has the in a college book, we need a color yodon. Sadiki, that's what we call Shmiru. Sadiki, that's what we call Shmiru. So, in the mail, so in other words, so Rabzeire. So Rabzeire, so proved that Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Asa certainly had heard of that memory, but they did not take proof of that memory.